And we're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, right in front of 950, and we're talking with Mayor Ushiretti and City Manager Ron Fear from the City of Manhattan, and talking this next segment about some different things here. I know Ron we were talking during the break about reminding people about political signs in right-of-ways, and maybe there's some city code that has to deal with those and where they can and cannot be placed.
Right. Thanks, Brandon. So just wanted to remind candidates and volunteers that are helping candidates as they put really any kind of sign out. It doesn't have to be election signs, but that's kind of where we're seeing certainly a more of as we get now through the primary and get closer to the general election. Those signs are not to be placed in the public right away. They need to be, if there's a sidewalk, it needs to be on the yard side, the private home side of the sidewalk. So you need permission from those property owners to place those signs in that area. And if they're in the, if they're out next to the curb, they're in the public right away. And, you know, we'll certainly do our best to give folks a warning, but if they stay there too long, then we'll be collecting those. So, and that's really any kind of signs. They need to be out of the city right away. Of course, you can't put them in the parks. You can't put them on public land as well or on KDOT right away. So those are just some things to keep in mind as different folks take on that chore for candidates to certainly express their support for their candidates or their issue. So just appreciate that. If there's questions, we got a lot of information on our website about that.
And that goes for, like, you know, garage sales too, I imagine.
Yep. It does. Yep.
All right. Very good. There's some good sales tax news, as I understand. Ron, do you want to get into that?
Sure. That'd be great. Yes. So our August sales tax receipts were $964,429, which is nearly $100,000 more than June. This actually reflects June sales, so there's a two-month lag in collecting and actually receiving the sales tax. And so, and that was even higher than even in 2018. So we were very pleased about that. Obviously, June of last year, we didn't have the stampede, which we did in 18. So one of the things, so we were about $40,000 above budget. We're still down 2% for the year, but quite frankly, we had estimated we might be 15 to 20% down at this point. So we're pleased that that's not as bad as it could have been. You know, I think one of the things that's also been surprising is our compensating use tax. So compensating use tax is basically internet sales. And so just as a comparison, our July of last year was August of last year was $188,000. That was kind of back when the internet sales had just kicked off. The governor had indicated that they were going to make a requirement to start collecting internet sales tax. And so that's gone up steadily since that time. And so this is our highest compensating use sales tax report yet. It's $348,254. So obviously people are ordering more online. And I would encourage them to try and order from local businesses as well, because that didn't necessarily all go to local businesses and that like our normal sales tax would. So we encourage folks to continue to support our local businesses as well. But certainly a positive report in the middle of a negative pandemic.
Boy, yeah, no doubt about it. Hopefully those trends can continue here. And you said that lags 2 months behind, so then at the end of next month we'll have July numbers then?
Correct.
Okay. We'll keep an eye on that. That'll be interesting to follow. There's obviously some other kind of good news here. I know we were talking during the break, Yusha, about e-scooters, and I've seen a lot of people out there riding them.
Yeah, you know, I just wanted to also piggyback on what Ron was saying about our sales tax. You know, one thing, I think most of the government entities, when we did our budget, we did go with the flat mill levy or even decreased in some instances. And, you know, we are still in this pandemic. We don't know where it's going to go, or what's going to happen. And there's still, you know, Spark funds and all of those things we've discussed. But it's always nice to have a little positive, such as our compensating sales tax. So people are spending money. People are doing things as normal as they can, because they still need to have food and other resources in for their own homes. So that was a pleasant surprise. Yeah, about e-scooters. So we had, I think, now about 500 deployed into our community for Kansas State University and the city of Manhattan. We've been working on this for a couple of years at least. And I'm seeing, you know, a lot of people using them. A lot of students are riding them across town. Sometimes, like you said, 5 to 10 right in a row. And this is great, especially during this COVID period, because they're outside. They're usually have to be spaced apart, and they're having a good time. So that's always nice to see. But I just want to be careful when I see some of them. I see maybe two on each a scooter once in a while. And sometimes it's an adult and a child. That is prohibited on scooters. It's still unsafe, and it's only good for one person at a time. So please try to stick with that policy of it, because it is still dangerous. These are still motorized, and anything can happen. And the other part to e-scooters is they should be riding them on the road as opposed to a sidewalk, just like you would a bicycle. So I think it's good to still be educated on all the policies that are involved with these scooters and the safety mechanisms that are put in place. I think I like seeing them in our community. It does make it seem more vibrant and people enjoying what we have to offer. But at the same time, e-scooters are not the same and should not be used on sidewalks. And if you are riding them on the road, there are certain ways to do it, and just read up on it. And we're going to push out as much education pieces on this as possible from the university as well as the city of Manhattan.
Yeah, absolutely. I've seen a lot of them out there, and got just a little bit of time left. I do want to squeeze in a construction update. I think one place would be fun to be able to eventually ride these e-scooters would be Manhattan Avenue on that hill. I know it's been torn up for a while. Ron, do you have a progress update on that?
I do. They actually made the last pour there last week, and at least in the actual roadway itself, they have some connections to finish up. So that was good news for us. We've still got to let that concrete cure, and we got to get it striped. And so we're hoping maybe early next week, if things work out, we might be able to open it up partially anyway. Again, we still have some driveways and other things to tie back in, but it will be a great improvement, and really we'll finish that North Manhattan corridor. It's we've done three different phases over the last 5-6 years to improve North Manhattan between Kimball and this Claflin Avenue intersection. And so the intersection's been totally rebuilt, new signalization there, and new turning lanes for a much expanded and safer, more efficient North Manhattan Avenue.
Yeah, it's looking good. I tell you what, I'm excited to see how that project's going to shape up. Obviously, Kimball's a work in progress right now as well, but I know there's some work to get some of that construction work done before the games get going.
There is. So they're focusing now. College Avenue is complete between Dickens and the main entrance to the hospital. So that is all open. You can travel from the south to either the ER or the hospital, and you can still access the hospital off the Kimball Avenue entrance that would be just to the west of College Avenue. They're continuing to focus there on that stretch between the hospital entrance and Kimball on College. So they're trying to get all of the storm sewer lines fixed and that particular concrete. So they're looking for that to get done in September, sometime this month. And then, of course, there's a whole another half of construction to work on the other half of Kimball. So, but certainly able to carry traffic, and people can start to see a little bit about some of the turning lanes and widening and improvements that have been made relative to that segment. So significant improvements there. I think most of our asphalt repaving has been completed and some of the striping work done on Dickens Avenue west of Seth Child all the way to Hudson, a great improvement there. And then also
to catch you there, Ron, I'm sorry, we're out of time.
Okay, sorry.
That's okay. But look, we City Commission again meets at 7 o'clock tonight. Ron Fear and Yusha Reddy, our guests here on KMAN's In Focus.
It's 10 a.m. at KMAN, Manhattan.